friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at resurrection and Easter faith. And this is lesson two, the gospel accounts of Christ's resurrection from the dead. Before beginning, I encourage you to read the resurrection accounts in the gospels again. Try looking at them for the first time. Ask yourself, what happened here that prompted these stories? Look for differences as well as similarities. You'll find an account in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or if you like, print out an online version that shows the gospel resurrection accounts in parallel form. Let's pray together before we begin. Father, thank you for the gospel accounts of Christ's resurrection. As we study them today, O Lord, teach us out of them. Teach us the power of the resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When we come to the four accounts of Jesus' own resurrection, we see strong similarities plus a number of mainly minor differences. How reliable are the gospel accounts of the resurrection? What do they tell us about what really happened? How are we to understand the differences? Is there a clear resurrection message? Even a casual reader will notice that the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, have verbal similarities, while the fourth Gospel seems quite different. Because they have so much common material, the first three Gospels are termed the Synoptic Gospels. The word synoptic comes from two Greek words, syn, together, and opsesthai, to see. It means presenting or taking the same or common view. Scholars have hypothesized, rightly I believe, that the writers of the Synoptic Gospels must have had some common source document available to them that contained the stories and teachings of Jesus, some kind of proto-gospel. Scholars have a name for this hypothetical source. They call it Q, which stands for the German word Quelle, meaning source. The gospel writers, I assume, probably drew on Q and wove it together with their own eyewitness material and other traditions to fashion an account of Jesus' life and teachings for their particular audience. Obviously, each gospel writer told the story with a particular editorial purpose in mind.